again. It's Fun Facts Friday time. And as you can see, we're back in the sanctuary. I've got my good friend David Hodges with me. And we have two of our wonderful, wonderful members that everyone loves, Alex and Irina Ponomarev. And as you're watching this part, I want you to look up at the door right up at the top of the balcony in the back on the top right-hand side. And it's in that room that the Ponomarevs engage in their ministry. David, what is their ministry?
I'm clueless, except that I do know they speak Russian, and they're translating your sermon into Russian for Russian speaking. You're warming me up now. To Russian-speaking members of our congregation. Do we have members of the congregation?
Or yes.
Members?
No, they are.
Members. Now, do they use those little things like this?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes, they pick them up, actually, and then have headphones on their head.
Say something in Russian.
Я приветствую всех, кто сейчас смотрит это видео на русском языке.
You were talking about the weather.
Yes.
No, I was just greeting those who watch this video in Russian.
How in the world, I mean, obviously you're here, so that's part of the answer, but how in the world did First Columbia have a Russian translation ministry? You know, I'm sure lots of our members would think, how many Russian speakers are there in Columbia, and how many Russian speakers would attend First Columbia? When did it start?
We came to Columbia from Jackson, Mississippi in 1966.
96,
sorry. And immediately...
we knew each other.
Yes.
Just for a brief couple of months in 1996.
Exactly. Yeah. In 96, yeah, we overlapped at First Cross of Jackson, Mississippi. And when we came, ended up here, Irina and I, we started... figuring out how many Russian speakers were here, and our list was not long, but...
Actually, we still keep a copy of the first list of Russian residents of Columbia, 15-20 names.
Yeah.
Now we know more than 1,000 Russian speakers in Columbia.
To live in Columbia?
And live in Columbia, and these are people from all countries of the former Soviet Union, more than 1,000. I have a list of more than 1,000 people.
Where were the two of you born?
St. Petersburg, Russia, or former Leningrad.
Mm-hmm. I've been there.
Yep.
I've been in the museum.
Yeah, oh,
Hermitage.
The Hermitage. I've been there 2 days in succession. Mm-hmm. Saw 13 or 14 Rembrandt paintings. Of course, you remember the incidents. You'll remember the incident back 20 years ago when somebody threw... paint or acid or something over one of the paintings and had to be restored.
Yep.
Now, when you go there, there's like plastic or something, and it's horrible. Mm-hmm. But anyway, I've been there. Mm-hmm. Beautiful city.
Oh yeah.
Full of history.
Oh yeah.
How many Russian speakers do we have attend on back before COVID?
Oh, before COVID, we had actually even a Sunday school class designed for Russian speakers. And I used to translate at the Sunday school class, and we had like 20 people, and Alex translated worship service, entire worship service, from the beginning and up to the very end, up to just last seconds of the worship service, because there are people who come to Columbia and they don't know language, but they would love to be involved with.
And you would often introduce some of them to me at the door after
some
the morning
friends,
service.
Yes.
Now, I've preached in many parts of the world where I've required a translator in India, Brazil, Moscow, as you would say, and elsewhere. And I've had some horrendous experiences with translators. Once when a translator obviously didn't share my Reformed theology and he was translating three times as much as I was saying, I got kind of deeply suspicious. But whenever you use a metaphor or a simile, it very often doesn't translate into that culture. And so, and you don't have a lot of time if you're translating immediately. Mm-hmm. You've got to be listening in one ear and translating in another. It's very difficult to do.
Well, Alex, explain the room. What's the room about?
Very simple room. What I need for translating what's going on here in the sanctuary. Actually, I'm completely isolated. Even the door is locked, and I need only to see the monitor, and then to hear what's going on.
So it's a contemporaneous translation.
Yes.
Simultaneous translation.
And I agree.
How do you do it?
It's stressful. I tell you, it's really stressful. No time to think.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And especially if preachers like me speak very quickly.
Actually, you're a blessing for translating.
Because, I love these two.
I tell you what.
We don't like when a preacher makes sharp turns.
That's,
and you are so clear and concise and logical. Love it.
The Jackson minister.
I understand.
It is wonderful to
me. Mental mind makes it so
yes.
consistent. You know, no sharp turns.
No surprises.
Your ministry is called MOST. M-O-S-T. What's that sound like?
Ministry of Outreach to Slavic Tribes. And by Slavic, we mean Russian-speaking people from wherever they are.
And the Thursday morning Bible study that Ken Wingate teaches, and that you and I are often there, collect, because they're dependent for their ministry on giving. If you want to support this extraordinary ministry, there are 1,000 Russian speakers here in Colombia.
No,
please think about giving something to MOST, M-O-S-T, and you can do that either directly or you can do that through the church, I'm sure.
Good idea.
And we
have all kinds of projects in Ukraine. We travel there all the time, and we work with orphanages, nursing homes, medical centers.
In normal season, you would just have come back from St. Petersburg and the Russian Christmas, which is January 6th.
Yeah, 7th. But the eve is the 6th, anyway.
So, Alex and Irina Ponomarev, members here now for 25 years or more, and their ministry, MOST, as it's called, takes place in that little room on a Sunday morning.
Yes.
David, is that
it? Which is the coldest place in winter and the hottest place in summer.
No air conditioning.
Wilson, we need to fix that.
and he's the closest to heaven in the sanctuary. Oh, the closest man
thank
to
you,
heaven.
Thank you for your ministry.
It's
missionary work here at home with changing the world. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We'll see you next week.